Google has a creates a view of the world that's supported by its algorithms. It's sort of important to understand how those algorithms work, and driven by various factors about how they decide what's more important for people to see or what people typically want to see than others. So the dramatic example of how the world changes is if you use Google to look for Falun Gong or something else that in China you're not supposed to know about. So if you look for Falun Gong, which you sometimes see Falun Gong advocates in Harvard Square, actually, you get back, you know, the Wikipedia page, spiritual discipline, you know, you get back the site of the Falun Gong, you know, organization, you get something back on from the religious tolerance webpage and all the rest of that. Now, you can actually see what the Chinese officials would like you to get as the result of a search for Falun Gong simply by changing the last three letters of google.com to google.cn. That'll take you to the servers that serve the Chinese version of Google that's been customized by Google for Chinese use at the request of the Chinese government. And if you do that, and you do the same thing, you get back some stuff that's in Chinese. Wow, look at that. This is against Falun Gong. You do get back the Wikipedia page. And you get back different results than I got back recently. Though it is a little bit world most important cults question, protesting against followers of a religious group. There's a reference on Gong. Clean out your computer viruses. You know that Falun Gong kills computer viruses. Well, that's all right. That's interesting views. Let's try a different one. Let's try Tibetan. Whoops. Let's try Tibetan independence. You get back the Wikipedia page. This is interesting. This looks a lot less filtered than it did the last time I tried it. Now the one thing to say here is that we're not actually going to China. So we'll try one more version of this. We'll go, instead of using Google, we'll use Baidu, which is actually the largest search engine in China. Yes?
Oh, when I was in China last year, I searched on Google and dropped my connection.
Right, and I think that's exactly what is going to happen here. Because now what we were just doing when we were actually going to a U.S. server that was running the Chinese version on software, but I think if we go to Baidu, we'll actually get back something, even from Baidu. That's really interesting. Let's try Falun Gong. Ah, there we go. Okay, so you try to get information on Falun Gong from the Baidu server, which is actually running inside China. It just drops your internet connection, so it really doesn't want you to see.